Thank you and good afternoon. On Tuesday, Arcata police took 18-year-old Richard Dean of Hoopa into custody. Dean was listed as the suspect involved in the stabbing attack that left 52-year-old Anthony Panucci dead at an apartment complex off of Gentoli Lane Sunday night. At the request of the police department, Humboldt Sheriff's deputies contacted Dean at a residence in the 300 block of Shoemaker Road. He then fled the scene on foot towards Highway 96. An additional deputy in a patrol vehicle located Dean off of the highway, and despite orders to stop, Dean threw a rock at the vehicle, causing extensive damage. The deputy got out of the vehicle to chase Dean down, and he was detained after a brief struggle. Arcata police arrived to take Dean into custody, and he was booked into county jail for suspicion of murder, amongst other charges. The voting period for authorizing a statewide university strike regarding the wage inequality between full-time faculty and campus presidents ends today. Members of the California Faculty Association were on hand at Humboldt State University's campus today, calling for a 5% raise in salary, a figure that has been consistent with CFA groups who have rallied at various college campuses across the state. Members of the CFA point to the growing disparity in salary increase over the last 10 years. Studies show that from 2004 to 2014, the average CSU president has seen a salary increase of 36%, and salaries for supervisors and managers have increased by 24%. During that same time period, faculty has seen their salary increase by only 10%. The Arcata City Council will hold a neighborhood outreach meeting tonight for residents along West End and Alder Grove Roads to discuss the Medical Marijuana Innovation Zone. Earlier in the month, the council unanimously approved the zoning proposal, which would create an area dedicated to the cultivation, processing, and manufacturing of medical marijuana. The meeting will include discussing the impacts to business property value and the neighborhood environment. What additional areas need to be included and excluded from the proposed zone will be discussed as well. In a letter that was sent this afternoon, Congressman Jared Huffman requested that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers fund projects across the North Coast, which include dredging for the Humboldt Bay. Huffman said the following statement: "Since the Humboldt Bay is a harbor of refugee, being the only deep-water port between San Francisco and Coos Bay, its operation is vital to marine safety, and consistent maintenance dredging is needed to keep the harbor safe for vessel transit." Huffman also requested funding for a flood control project in Oreck as well. During their meeting Tuesday morning, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors approved a project to build a speed bump near Union Street in the greater Eureka area. Residents who have lived along Union have expressed concerns regarding the high speed of traffic along the street, and as a result, a petition was signed asking the board to address the issue. The project will cost the county $4,000, and it was approved unanimously in a 5-0 vote. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police arrest a woman who was seen in a stolen car. Dan Squire has more.
A Eureka police officer on patrol near 7th and K Street spotted a stolen Kia sedan headed eastbound on Tuesday afternoon, a sedan that matched the description of a car the officer knew had been reported stolen in Eureka on the 21st. The officer ran a license plate check and learned that it was the stolen car, and along with several other officers, initiated a traffic stop of the car on 5th Street, a block before Myrtle. Officers detained three people at gunpoint, and two passengers were interviewed and released at the scene. The driver, 33-year-old Eureka resident Sherry Bazan, was arrested and booked into county jail on possession of a stolen vehicle, possession of meth, license violations, and a misdemeanor warrant.
Thank you, Dan. Three Eureka teenagers were arrested following a vehicle pursuit with law enforcement that lasted over 60 miles on Highway 101 near Barkdale Road on Monday. Humboldt and Mendocino deputies assisted the California Highway Patrol in the pursuit, and a spike strip that was deployed disabled the vehicle near State Route 1. The driver, a 17-year-old female, was booked into juvenile hall, while two passengers, both 18 years of age, were booked into county jail. A Laytonville teenager succumbed to injuries after a single vehicle collision in a stolen school van over the weekend. Two boys were driving the van eastbound on Branscombe Road when the van left the roadway and collided into a tree. The passenger, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the van and was subsequently hit by the vehicle as it continued to roll after the crash. No arrests have been made at this time, and it's unclear who stole the vehicle. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.